was hungry and freezing, done caught a chill, when the lights of a big semi topped the hill. Lord, I sure was glad to hear them air brakes come on. And I climbed in that cab where I knew it'd be warm. At the wheel sat a big man. He weighed about 210. He stuck out his hand and said with a grin, "Big Joe's the name." I told him mine. And he said, "The name of my rig is Phantom 309. Well, I asked him why he called his rig such a name. He said, "Son, this old Mac can put them all to shame. There ain't a driver or a rig a running any line that's seen nothing but taillights from Phantom 309. We rode and talked the better part of the night, when the lights of a truck stop came in sight. He said, "I'm sorry, son, this is as far as you go, because I gotta make a turn just on up the road." Well, he tossed me a dime as he pulled her in low and said, "Have yourself a hot cup on old Big Joe." When Joe and his rig roared out in the night, in nothing flat, he was clean out of sight. Well, I went inside and ordered me a cup. Told the waiter Big Joe was setting me up. Oh, you could have heard a pin drop. It got deathly quiet, and the waiter's face turned kind of white. "Well, did I say something wrong?" I said with a halfway grin. He said, "No, this happens every now and then. Every driver in here knows Big Joe. But son, let me tell you what happened about 10 years ago. At the crossroads tonight where you flagged him down, there was a busload of kids coming from town. And they were right in the middle when Big Joe topped the hill. It could have been slaughter, but he turned his wheels. Well, Joe lost control, went into a skid, and gave his life to save that bunch of kids. And there at that crossroads was the end of a line for Big Joe and Phantom 309. But every now and then, some hiker will come by, and like you, Big Joe will give him a ride. Here, have another cup, and forget about the dime. Keep it as a souvenir from Big Joe and Phantom 309.
My last love. same old story. All love and glory, it's a pantomime. If you're looking for love in a looking glass world, it's pretty hard to find. Oh, mother of pearl, I wouldn't trade you for another girl. Intervention, always my intention, so I take my time. I've been looking for something I've always wanted but was never mine. But now I've seen that something just out of reach, glowing very holy grail. Oh, mother of lustrous lady of a sacred world. Thus, even Zarathustra, another time loser, could believe in you. With every goddess a let down, every idol a bring down, it gets you down. But the search for perfection, your own predilection, goes on and on and on and on. Canadian club love, a place in the country, everyone's ideal. But you are my favorite, and the place in your heart, dear, makes me feel more real. Mother of pearl, I wouldn't change you for the whole world. You're highbrow, holy, with lots of soul, melancholy, shimmering. Serpentine sleekness was always my weakness, like a simple tune. But no dilettante, filigree fancy beats the plastic cube. Korea girl cover, exposed and another slips right into view. Oh, looking for love in a looking glass world, it's pretty hard for you. You throw away kisses, the boomerang hisses, spin round and round. Fall on feather bed quilted, face trip silk softly stuffed, eyed down. Take refuge in pleasure, just give me your future, we'll forget your past. Mother of pearl, submarine lover in a shrinking world. Oh, lonely dreamer, your choker provokes a picture of cameo. Oh, mother of pearl, so, so semi-precious in your detached world. Oh, mother of pearl, for another girl. Oh, mother of love, I wouldn't trade you for another girl. Oh, mother of love, I wouldn't trade you for another girl. Oh, mother of love, I wouldn't trade you for another girl. Oh, mother of pearl, I wouldn't trade you for another girl. Oh, mother of pearl, I wouldn't trade you for another girl. Cool. Killed the people for 11 games. Nothing was easier than number 7.
sedan delivery, Neil Young and Crazy Horse. I was just thinking of the scooter madness. scooter delivery. I wonder if it translates. I don't know. I think there's more. I think there's a little more desperation to the delivery service these days. I'm troubled even. I always feel like guilty even like thinking about using a service that. But then I don't know. They're doing something. It's enabling them to make a few bucks. God, but it just seems wretched. The whole scene, not the job, just the whole of it, them delivering to someone is just like fucking too lame to like cook a meal or walk somewhere to do it. And you know, I've fallen into that. But hey, Roxy Music, we played Mother of Pearl. Yeah, that's the song you get bang for the buck. Hey man, these are more from the flea market. Some 45s I played, the Shirelles, Soldier Boy, from the Starday label, Phantom 309, which I've been told is a ripoff of the original Phantom 409. Similar stories. That's crazy. That's just like, that's so stupid. All right, I guess he's a, well, we'll do a 309. They can't sue us. Tennessee Ernie Ford, 16 tons. What a nice rendition of that. Neil Young we had in there. Again, from the Trans record, doing computer... No, we did Transformer Man. I believe that was. Oh, no. Yeah, well, it was off Trans. And I was talking with Scott here, and I think that that record is better than it was when it came out. The Eagles we had in there, yeah, this we talked about all that stuff. There's a segment we do here. It's called Rise from the Basement, because it's no lie, in the basement we're miles apart. No surprise, we're going to rise from the basement. And what it is, it's home record. It's any style, any genre. It just has to be recorded where they live. And this is Martin B. Monroe sent me this. Now it's SoundCloud. Me and SoundCloud used to have a thing. We did a thing. Now it's I don't know. We'll try it. I'm trying the SoundCloud link. It may just say like update. No, I don't want to learn more. Let's try this. Martin B. Monroe. If you dig this, he's from Sonoma. Let's see, is it considering my request? I'm going to try it one more time. Here we go.
Oh,
Yeah, that's Les Cooper, one of those flea market 45s. Les Cooper, Dig Yourself. That's such a heavy song, you know, because really, you got to dig yourself. We're going back to the basement. This is K Jizzle. Just prolific as fuck, man, this guy. So this is, we'll try Reverb Nation. It's called Footprints. I'm hoping, I haven't used Reverb Nation in a while. I'm touching. It seems to be accepting my requests. It's prompting me. I like Reverb Nation. It's doing it as it should. Here we go. K Jizzle, and this is Footprints. You dig this? Look for him on Reverb Nation. Let's see. It should be kind of doing something here.
truckin', got my chips cashed in. Keep truckin', like the doo-dah man. Together, oh, less in line. Just keep truckin' on, on, on.
Arrows of neon and flashing marquees out on Main Street. Chicago, New York, Detroit, and it's all on the same street. A typical city involved in a typical daydream. Hang it up and see what tomorrow brings.
Dallas, got a soft machine. Houston, too close to New Orleans. New York, got the ways and means, and just won't let you be.
Most of the cats that you meet on the street speak of true love. Most of the time they're sitting and crying at home. One of these days they know they gotta get going. Out of the door and down to the street all alone.
You're chugging like the doo-dah man. Once told me you got to play your hand. Sometimes the cards ain't worth a dime if you don't lay them down. Other times I can barely see. Lately it occurs to me, what a long, strange trip it's been.
What in the world ever became a sweet Jane? Lost her spot, but you know she isn't the same. Living on Reds, vitamin C, and cocaine. All a friend can say is ain't it a shame.
Drugging up the Buffalo and thinking you got to mellow slow. It takes time to pick a place to go. Just keep trucking on, on, on.
Sitting and staring out of the hotel window. Got a tip, they're gonna kick the door in again. I'd like to get some sleep before I travel, but if you got a warrant, I guess you're gonna come in.
Busted down on Bourbon Street. Set up like a bombing can. Knocked down, it gets to where it ends. It just won't let you be.
Like hanging around and you like to travel. Get tired of traveling, you want to settle down. I guess I can't revoke your soul for trying. Get out of the door, light out and look all around.
Sometimes the light's all shining on me. Other times I can barely see. To me, what a long, strange trip it's been. Trucking, I'm going home. Whoa, whoa, baby, back where I belong. Back home, sit down and patch my bones and get back trucking. I'm on.
We'll be right back.
Just
that's Cotillion. Hold on, I'm going to grab that record. A segment we do, it's called What's Cool About Records. And what's cool about this record, Cotillion, C-O-T-I-L-L-O-N, and this is The Afternoons, is the and that was Secret, I think is the name of that song. So this record I got, I went to see The Chills at the chapel here in town. A nice venue. And I bought this record because they were selling it, and I liked their set. They were a supporting act for The Chills. And I like it, and I probably listened to this more than anything. Cotillion. That was that. Let me kind of get these other records out of the way. We heard, I've got this like hit explosion that I dip into. I do it because sometimes the songs are there. Sometimes I'm curious to see how they cut them up or what they do to them to fit them all on here. And like what? So that was Wild Cherry, and that was side one, cut one. So I guess that was the big hit in the hit explosion. That was like that was a hit above the other hits. Donovan. Sunshine Superman, or Green Lantern, UFO, from The Strangest in the Night, UFO, person learning how to play guitar, like in high school, and I've got a friend, and he was learning to play drums, and we would hack through stuff together. And it was nice to learn to play with someone who was, you know, learning to play as well. So, you know, you kind of learn together and spur each other on, that sort of thing. So he's got these friends. I don't know. I think I was a senior. I may have been, like, graduated already. These, like, freshman kids, they're, I don't know, they're, like, 14. Like, down in my mom's basement, they haul down a Marshall, like, half stack. And they plug into this thing and do fucking, like, Lights Out London, just with, like, two, like, Les Pauls, just like, go, 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 go. Oh, man, I'm like, what? I can barely play a C chord. Grateful Dead, we did Truckin', because, you know, it's a Grateful Dead. And that catches us up. Let's see, we're going, what are we doing? I got this queued up. Oh, I love this.
Quite alright, don't ask me how I've got my name. I told you how I've got my name. I've got this name without this stain. You call me Mr. Something, I'm on a ruminant, seminar, ruminant key. Don't ask me how I've got my name. This is what I'm telling you. You hear what I'm saying to you. Oh, I'm not fooling you. No, no, no. Don't ask me how I've got my name.
doorbell with handcuffs. The sad fact, your mama smokes crack. She got a burning yearning and it's no turning back. Her knuckles back down to the ground when she walks. Spit comes out that bitch mouth when she talks. Thinking on a mountaintop, shooting on a whistle. Riding on a horse, drinking whiskey out of Bizzle. She got the wings and teeth of an African back. Her middle name is Mud Bone, and on top of all that, your mama got a glass eye with a fish in it.
Your mama got a glass eye with a fish in it.
Your mama got a glass eye with a fish in it.
Your mama's glasses.